Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 461. How are we all doing? You dropped off your twig over there.
No.
Was it all the monkey climbing you did to sort the bulbs out? Oh, let there be light. We
no,
have
it's
bulbs.
The Venn diagrams.
Oh no, it's by request. We have Venn diagrams. So, let me see who dived in
461,
first.
Yeah, welcome. Better late than never.
Well done, Mike. Have you ever had one of those days where nothing's working? This time it's the keyboard. I have literally just cleaned it. It clearly has not taken kindly
to that.
Did
you turn it back on?
Of course I turned it back on, Mike. Do you think I'm an amateur at this?
Well, I had a problem today, didn't I?
Oh, yes. Why don't you share?
Yeah, I'll share. My problem was that as I dragged the mouse along my, obviously along my mouse mat, but I was dragging it along the Mac screen, I got to this spot about 2 inches from the bottom and about 2 inches from the right, and it just wouldn't move any further. It's like there's an invisible wall on the, you know, like a force field type thing.
Only Mike.
Stopping it getting any further. So I Googled it. I Googled Mac OS can't move mouse to certain parts of screen. And it gave me the answer.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, Google's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently because I zoom in and out a lot, that's what causes it.
So using the accessibility features as intended breaks it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice one, Apple. Can you note the sarcasm? Anyway, I've managed to get my keyboard back. I've managed to refresh the screen. And congratulations to D. Is that your first time? I think D is in first for the first time, followed by Alex, followed by Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Alex. After months of pretending to be first, didn't matter that you finally won. You are victorious. You are indeed. Oh,
D wrote D instead of DT. That's a rookie mistake.
Is it?
Because that's one extra character.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And as Jonathan's proved,
every single letter counts.
Do you know Jonathan does extra well then? Because look how long Jonathan is.
That's why he does put Jonathan.
He does put Jonathan. Oh, yes, he does. Right, let's catch up. In the heat of the moment, I typed D instead of DT. It was a crazy time. But you did it. That's all that matters. You loved last night's Marooned. I think you mean After Hours, Jonathan. It's all the same thing. Don't
now
worry
she's
about
gone
it.
Back to DT. And she copied and pasted it.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Especially the pivot charts. I told you they love the pivot charts.
Yeah.
Told you that. Yeah. Loved it. Did I have an unboxing, though? Oh, they're all working now. They're all set up and working. Apart from the little issue that we had. We wanted to put one of the new bulbs in the bedroom. The bulb that was in the bedroom was the only bulb that was working because it was the only bulb that was a Philips Hue. But the Philips Hue bulb, I never bought the thing. They sent it with me free with an A-Lady device. So it sat on the shelf and hadn't been used in 3 years. And then all of a sudden I thought, I can't use it because it's not a bayonet fitting. But then I found these adapters where you can screw a bulb in and then it fits into a bayonet socket. I thought, perfect. But I'd forgotten that I didn't have to do that in the bedroom because when we got to the bedroom, Mum had this fetish, didn't she, for having like 300 watt bulbs. You got to see what you were doing was what she said. I think it came, to be honest, of the blackout in the war. She couldn't abide anything that was dark. So she had, it was like a nuclear explosion in every room. Us, a lot less so. So when we came to fit a bulb, any bulb, in the bedroom, have you ever had it where the actual bit that you're trying to put the bulb into is that brittle because it's been that hot? It just disintegrates. So I had to rewire the entire thing. So when we rewired it, because we had this Edison screw bulb, that was what I put on it. That's not good now because we wanted to put that bulb in the porch so we could have the colour change bulb in the bedroom. But apart from that little snafu, everything else is fine. Everything is working. I've even persuaded it to stop looking for the old bulbs that it thinks it can see. And it is telling me that they're turned on and they can't be because they're in a box. But the A-Lady's convinced. So, yeah, we had a good time this morning as well. Right, let's carry on. Hello, Simon. CQ, CQ, Deb. We've got lots of different names here. D does not want to be Deb. D is now DT. Oh, dear me. Right. The autocorrect even changed D to die. Oh, we're not having here much luck today, are we? Oh, dear. Oh, you should see, when I try to type things, you know, it comes up with some stuff and you're like, no, that's definitely not what I meant. And I am never, ever going to want to type the word duck if I start it with an F. I'm never, ever going to do that. I see there's a lot of social distancing going on at the Euros. Note the sarcasm.
Yeah, I thought.
Also saw a video this morning, just unbelievable. It was a video of somebody who was of an age that they should know better. He was on the underground and he had a bin bag with him. And people were like, oh, bless, he's tidying up, you know. Yeah, sort of, but not really. What he was actually doing, he must have been in his 60s, if not 70s, and he didn't have a mask on. Everybody else did. And he's wandering around and he's picking at something on the glass. And it turned out to be the signs that tell you to, you know, observe social distancing and wear a mask. And he was ripping them off and putting them in the bin bag. And this video made the point that, you know, the staff on the London Underground had kept the trains running through COVID. And then you've got this over-entitled imbecile ripping these things off because he clearly doesn't believe in COVID. Everyone else on the train was just looking at him and moving away like, yeah, if he's that stupid, he's probably got COVID as well. Unbelievable. Oh. Right, let me get back to here. Who's been on the dark web? Oh, naughty, naughty. Don't go on the dark web. It's not good. You need mood lighting in the bedroom. Well, that was the plan. Actually, it's not really mood lighting. It's just we don't go to bed at the same time. So what I've been doing is when I go to bed, it's pitch black. So I have to use the torch on my phone to see where I'm going and not tread on the dog. And I just thought it would be far easier because you've seen the torch on your phone. Again, nuclear winter. So I just thought it would be nice if you could have the bulbs on quite low. So the bedside bulb is working fine. We've got like around the bed, there's a unit. And then just above your heads, there's two bulbs. So usually they're a bit lower than that. But, you know, Mum had her own ideas and that's where they went. But luckily they take standard bulbs. So we fitted two of those there and they can be left on when Mike goes to sleep. And it's that dark. It doesn't bother you, but there's just enough light that I don't have to then use the torch. So, yeah, it's all working well. I just need to think, is it worth getting one of the screw bulbs so we can actually have the bulb we want in the bedroom? Because that's the only one that's got a screw fitting. Although I do have an adapter, but I don't have an adapter that goes from screw to bayonet. I don't know if there is such a thing. Can't we all just agree to have one bulb and be done with it instead of all these silly fittings? Although I'm not a fan of screw fittings. Your mother had screw fittings, didn't she? Yeah, that wasn't good when it blew the bulb out the socket and retained the screw bit. She had no idea which fuse turned the lights off. As I said, it's fine, I'll wear rubber gloves. So this socket was life. As I've got a spanner in one hand and a pair of pliers in the other. I said, just make sure it's turned off at the wall and I wear rubber gloves. And I did actually manage to extricate it. And then we did manage, this was before COVID, we did manage to pick up the bulbs that she needed. But again, we ended up at a specialist bulb shop, didn't we? Mm. Because there was the kitchen bulbs and the living room bulbs. And then one was a wall light. And each one was completely different. So we turned up with a box full of bulbs. And luckily, they were the right ones. What a performance that was. So bulbs, not exactly. And no, we're not giving her A-Lady enabled bulbs. That's not happening either. That would not end well. So it's standard bulbs, use a switch. Right. I see there is a challenge afoot. I have not seen Renee's entry, so shall I go and have a look? Now the keyboard's working. Here we go. It's opening up Slack. Oh, what are you doing with that? No, we don't want that. Right, where is it? Do I see an arrival thing? Blah, 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 blah. 29th of June. That's 10 days early, is it? It's 10 days from now. That's fantastic. Excellent. That is jolly good news for Debbie. Right, now, where's the other one? It'll be in there, won't it? There we go. There's Renee's. Oh, that's lovely colours. I'm loving the mint. I am loving the mint. And the spoon's perfect as well. Oh, yes. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. Where's the daisies? Ah, where's the daisies? We've got to have the daisies. Looks great, Renee. Right, what's this one here? Let's put that on there. Right. Awesome. Can't wait to see everybody else's. Fantastic. Renee clearly has a lot of time on his hands, doesn't he? He's not been sorting out bulbs.
Let's see
dog. Oh, the dog definitely needs seeing.
The dog.
Right. Oh, Kim's got toys out of the COVID cave. Which mouse did you get? Which one was it? I've been sorting out admin stuff. Mike and I have a term for this, involving the smiling pile of poo. I needed my Camtasia renewal sorting out. We had to put another order into Morrison's. Now they've run out of bin bags. The things that they run out of. Now, last week, they had no sliced beef at Tesco. This was a crisis. So Mike said, you know, we'll order that from Morrison's. Apart from the fact it's 25% more expensive. And an item that I ordered last week at £3 is now £3.30 because I bought it last week. So they've added 10% on. guess who didn't buy any at all? Luckily, the garbage that I wanted is fine. The ice cream's exactly the same price. So the ice cream should be here tomorrow. So we're going to have to make room in the freezer for that. You can't leave that out for 2 seconds. What else have we been doing admin-y stuff? I sorted all the cardboard out. It's cardboard bin day on Tuesday, so I sorted all of that out. So there was cardboards off the iPad and all of the cases and all of the other stuff that arrived. We could do with some unboxings before Tuesday. I could do with recording some. Oh, and I had to order some batteries. Do you remember me telling you that I got the grip for the camera that I've got, the Sony ZV-1? And I looked at it and I thought, oh, great, takes the same batteries as the Apple remote. No, it doesn't. So I've had to order spare, but they'll be here tomorrow. So I think I'm up to date at that point. I've got a box in front of the computer that's behind me, and it was for an unboxing. So I just picked it up and it was quite heavy. I might have said, well, what is it? You know, if it's for an unboxing. And I went, can't remember. So we might unbox that next week and it'll be as much of a surprise to me as it will be you, because I have no recollection of what was in it. Why do I leave things there that long? It's obviously something that was either on offer or broken and I needed a replacement. It'll be one or the other. But don't ask me any questions because I have no idea. Right, let me catch up over here. Moonshine and stills. Oh, that sounds fascinating, Deb. The Logitech Vertical MX. Oh, is that the one with the ball on it? The red ball? I remember us looking at some pictures. I've never really used one like that. But Logitech are fantastic. I just wish that however they hook into the Mac system to work, they didn't use whatever API it is that upsets 1Password. Because I can't scroll in 1Password with that mouse. It won't have it. All of the features of the mouse, other than moving the mouse pointer, are disabled when you're in 1Password, when 1Password is even running. So I have to open it, look at it, then close it, or use a different mouse, which is very, very, very annoying. But apart from that, they're fantastic. Catching up. I did like that as well, Renee. I thought it was a lovely colours and very appropriate for the weather. At some point it's going to rain, but we're still waiting for the thunderstorms from last week. You forgot the flowers in the cup. Well, it just enables you to go back and add lots and lots of flowers everywhere. Now as Dee's noticed, there's no daisies. Imagine, would you really be drinking something that had flowers in it? We went to a Catinian do. I think it was the one at Aintree Racecourse. And it was about a year ago. And it was FA Cup final day. And if you remember, the bus didn't turn up because the guy was watching the cup final. And it went into extra time. When he finally turned up, everyone was about an hour and three quarters late. apart from us, because we weren't going on the bus in the first place. As I said to Mike when I looked at the agenda for the whole thing, I said, I'm not doing a bus. I don't do buses. I don't travel well on buses. Trust me, you would not want to be wearing what I'd be providing if I was on a bus. So we went by taxi and we were fine. Everybody else wasn't. And when I think it was the dessert, it had like ice cream, but it actually had flowers in it. And we were debating whether they were edible or not. If you've got to ask the question, probably leave them alone. But apparently you could eat them. I wasn't touching them. They were purple. I thought they're not getting anywhere near these teeth. Not if they're purple, they're not. Who needs, exactly, Renee, who needs flowers in the tea? You could put them on the side. Kim's got a webinar as well. The professor was a revolutionary. I hope it's good. I hope you enjoy it. Is there a way to shut down autocorrect in Safari? I think it's system-wide, but I don't know because I don't use Safari. Moonshine was not only made in the South, it was an import from England. That'd be right. That'd be right. That's how gin started in the UK. We had a talk from a guy who had... there's what they call here microbreweries. And it's basically like one man in his shed making gin. We know someone who's actually doing it, but this guy had started a good few years ago and he's now like... Although he can only make a certain amount because of the capacity issue, he's like one of the gins that you need to try. And he came along and was telling us the history of gin. And apparently it was easy to make when there was no alcohol. So people were doing it in baths and stuff. And then because they didn't want to get caught supplying it, people would turn up with an empty bottle and there'd be a hole in the wall and a pipe had come through and the gin would come in and then you'd put the money in. It sounds like my granddad. My granddad was a fan of any kind of betting. Dogs, horses, you name it. And it was illegal. So what they used to do, they'd have what they called a back alley bookie. And it was literally somebody in the back alleys, which is where the gardens or yards are in these houses. There'd be an alleyway at the back and the bins would go out there and they'd be collected there. But you'd have somebody who'd have like a wooden shutter that would open and they'd be doing like betting. But to make sure that he didn't get caught, he used to send my mum and her sister because they wouldn't stop kids. She was a bookies runner. So once she told me that, it was like, yeah, don't tell me not to do something, mum, because when you were young, you were being a bookies runner. That was actually illegal. Oh, great, great fun. Oh, right. Let's have a look here. What we got? Oh, yeah, that actually doesn't look unlike mine. You see the lines on it? Mine's got that. It's just not quite at that angle. But the wheel looks pretty similar and you've got the buttons on it as well. So I think probably the only thing that mine's got that and it could be on there somewhere else. I've got like a scrolly wheel at the side that takes you left and right. I wonder what the button on the top does. Or are they all programmable? The one on the top of mine takes a screenshot. And there's also a hidden button, which you might have. It would be where your thumb would be on the left. And it's nothing more. You can barely see it. It's nothing more than like a bit of a knobble. And that takes a Snagit screenshot. I've had this now about 18 months. And it's like new. So fingers crossed it lasts a while. Kendall's Diddy Man gin makers. a bookies runner, can you imagine? The other thing she did, but that wasn't half as interesting, was they didn't have, I think it was gaslighting at the time, so we're talking in the war. Mum would have been about nine. And if they wanted light in the evening, and obviously there was the blackout on, so it had to be all the curtains up and stuff. But they had what was called an accumulator. And it's basically like a rechargeable battery thing. But it was hugely heavy. And you needed to take it in and have it charged. So you couldn't charge it. You know, they had to charge it. You had to carry it up to this place for charging. And he would send her out to do it when she was like 7, 8, 9. And she said she could barely lift it. This accumulator was that heavy, she could barely lift it. And she had to walk like 3 miles there and 3 miles back with it. Though it wasn't half as much fun as the bookies run her. But you know, she was not. No wonder she was so nervy as she got older. She was not really the temperament to be sent out to be a bookies runner. She wasn't. So thank God she never got caught. Because that would have been the end of her, I think. She'd have probably had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Oh, are we having treats?
Wanted. Right, I'll have that then. I'll have that biscuit. Right, come on, girl. Lola! Come on, round here. Oh, look at this. See, now she's having it. What is she like? Oh, I'll tell you what else I did today. After I sorted out my Camtasia maintenance, I managed to get hold of some rubbing alcohol. The one that I got before that Simon recommended, and it was about 20 quid a bottle. Now, it was 5 litres, so it was cheaper than we were getting it before anyway. It's on offer. It's only £10. So I thought, let's have a couple more of those. We were paying about £8 for 500 mil. Which would have been £80 a bottle. No, it wouldn't. Yes, it would. Hang on. 1 litre would be 16. Five. Yes, it would. It would have been 80 quid a bottle, which I've just got for £10. So that'll be here in the week as well. But I haven't managed to find any hard drives that don't need me to grow kidneys on a vine, unfortunately. The price is astronomical. Has anybody else bought hard drives lately? Really, what I want is a 2 terabyte SSD. Which I can get, but given that they were £120 and now they're £190, I won't be buying any until they're a little bit cheaper. But there's nothing. The cheapest I could get is a Crucial, and Apple Kit does not like Crucial hard drives. It spits it out on a regular basis. The other one, which you do pay a little bit of a premium for, is the 2 terabyte SanDisk Extreme. One is 230 and the other is 275. Oh dear. The one at 275's got double the write speed, but I think when it came, the one I bought was about 2-3 years ago. Let's have a look what I paid for it, because it's now £230. No, there you go. You see, I got it years ago. The price of it back then, because I got money off it. So it's actually £10 more expensive now than I paid 3 years ago, which again, not good. Not good. So it doesn't look like any hard drives will be arriving here anytime soon. Renee's just added some flowers. Shall I go and have another look? I will be keeping my eye out on Amazon Day. It's Monday and Tuesday here. And I think that's the kind of stuff that they'll put on there. There is a huge discount at the moment. Really huge on Echo Buds. Weren't they over the 100 when they first came out? It says to me there's going to be a new model out. They were £120, the Echo Buds, and today they're £49.99. So if you're in the market for Echo Buds, either it's a really good time to buy or a really shocking time to buy, because there's another set coming out. Even the Samsung Buds that look identical are £80. And then, of course, there's the Apple ones at £190. And there's a nice little case there. Is there any prices on it? No, not at the look of it. Let's have a look at that. Yeah, probably not lime green. But there is a lime green one. And prices are only from £5.89 for a lime green case. At least you'd never lose it, would you? No, I don't think that's necessary. But it's a good deal. What's an Echo Bud? They are earbuds like AirPods. Let's have a look. Let's get back to them. I think there's only one colour, isn't there? I think they're black. But they have the A-Lady built in, so you can just walk around talking to the A-Lady. There you go. There's the link. That is a good price. It is a good price, but it's such a good price. It indicates to me there's a new one on the way. The offer's on. It ends in 3 days. So it looks like that offer is an early offer for Prime Day. They've not really plugged them that much, to be honest, but they are like the AirPods. But as I say, they've got the A-Lady built in. So you just talk. You don't have to activate with another way. You just talk to it as you would. So you could ask your Echo Buds to turn the lights on and off. Oh, we live in a crazy world, don't we? We live in a totally crazy world. I think the actual idea of it is that you use it for calls when you're on the run and stuff. But it's noise limiting and all the rest of it, noise reduction. So you can just tap for that, etc., etc. Just an alternative. Oh, no, Kim enjoys talking to the lady. Well, there you need. That's all you need. Cashback only lasting until the 7th of July. Oh, right. This is the great deal on the Buds Pro. 220 to 150, you can claim €50 cashback if you get another item, and then you get cashback off that too and an extra €55 for buying it. That seems like a good deal. I remember Canon did that with some sort of camera equipment a good few years ago. But I'm probably not in the market for Samsung Buds, am I? I think about Samsung tablet. It was that one that was too good not to buy. It basically gave you free Google storage for a year. It was reduced from £220 to like £90, and then I'd got like a £25 voucher. So in the end, it would have been rude not to, so I did. Do I use it a lot? No, not really. But it's there. It's an Android tablet if I need to, so there you go. That match this afternoon was good as well. We actually got they were actually playing football at that point. Unlike England, who didn't bother to turn up. Do you think they were upset because I didn't bother to turn up? Do you think Probably. That was what started it? They weren't good and they got booed off the pitch. So, service as usual back in the UK with the football. Kim doesn't care for things in her ears. Mike said that until he was stood in an Apple store with a pair of AirPods in front of him. And all of a sudden, it was more than tolerable and he bought them. Active Watch 2 and a Galaxy Buds Pro 5/10. Get them for £285 now. Wow. Wouldn't you be peeved if you'd already bought them? Oh, Deb's A-Lady went in the trash. Didn't like something, listening and repeating everything that was said, even when you didn't say the A-Lady word. Well, there is that, but the majority of ours are turned off. So the one next to me, the microphone's turned off. The one next to me is touchscreen. So if I want to do something, I can do it touchscreen. I also have no problem just turning it on and telling her to do something and then turning the microphone off again. So the only one in the house that's on all the time is the one on the landing. And you know she's got ears like a bat. She misses nothing. What are you simpering for? What's the matter? I need treats, Daddy. I'm starving.
You've had treats.
Doesn't mean I don't want another one. I'm that hungry, Daddy. Right, is this true? You are that hungry? No, it wasn't a biscuit I wanted. What else have you got that's better than a biscuit?
Well, you've got a dentist stick.
No, she doesn't want a dentist stick either. Have you not got some tripe sticks?
Yes,
tripe. Give me a tripe stick. I've only just cleaned my hands, so a tripe stick's exactly what I need. Get them whiffy again. Right, there we go. Now, we've got a tripe stick now. Oh, you see, the tripe stick's acceptable. It's got to really stink for her to want it. Then, once she's had that, she'll have the biscuit. You really do need to get up with the plot here, Mike. Right, let's see what's going on here. Dee bought last night, and the Bud Pros were £220, and now you're going to try and cancel, but it's a pain. Should have gone to Amazon. That's a point. The cancelling at the door business, if they leave them behind, but it's not locked, you can ask them to come pick them up again. And if they don't bother, then they're yours. But that is so annoying, isn't it? When you've only just bought something.
And Joe Biden's dog's died.
Which one?
Champ.
Is that the one that was...
The German Shepherd.
The naughty one.
I think so.
Do you think died or was...
Done away with.
Excused from his role as first dog.
Well, hang on.
You sure it's the right dog?
No, they've got another one called Major.
Champ and Major were the dogs. But yeah. I don't know which was which. I don't know which one was the dog with attitude.
I don't know.
That didn't like the Secret Service, not one little bit. So there hasn't been an incident of the Secret Service shooting the dog, has there?
No.
Good grief, it'd be like the beginning of New Tricks if it was. Who remembers New Tricks? Great series. Loved it. No, it wasn't the naughty one. The naughty one didn't die. Oh, dear. Is he having training from Cesar Millan? They'll probably get another dog. Because you have to have a dog, really, don't you? I know Donald Trump didn't have a dog, but he clearly wasn't big on dogs. Surprised his kid didn't want one, though. I always wanted a dog. And I always remember Obama's girls getting into the White House. That was the first thing. He'd promised them a dog if he got there. And then Beau turned up. Beau recently died, didn't he? Only literally about 6 weeks ago, I think. And I thought, that is so sad. And then I thought, actually, he was older than I thought he was. I'd worked on the principal. Obama was there, so it was 8 years. But then I'd forgotten Trump, so that was another four. So actually, the dog was 12. And I don't know how long those dogs usually live. But he seemed to have a cute face. And I know they needed that one because he was hypoallergenic. Which is why our friends have got one of those. A something water dog, isn't it? Portuguese water dog.
Yeah.
They are in demand here because of being hypoallergenic and heckishly expensive. And I think that the couple had to wait, was it a year? A year or 18 months? So you go on a waiting list and then just have to wait for the litters. And I think they wanted a boy, so they might have had to have waited for that as well. We were lucky, weren't we, with the mayor?
We were very
lucky. The last male dog in the UK from that season's litter. Otherwise, we'd have to have waited, and I didn't want to wait. I mean, I wouldn't have minded waiting. We'd have been more prepared, but Mum might have changed her mind. So it was a case of get a dog and get a dog here. Quick, smart. So I think from her saying, why don't you have a look at a dog? I think 10 days and he was here. We weren't risking it. Says died peacefully at home. I wonder which one, because surely they couldn't have had him in the White House. Oh, no, it depends where the other one was. Did they move them together? Do you know, that's actually an interesting point, isn't it? I don't know how old this dog was. Does it say?
13 that had him.
Oh, well, yeah, 13's a decent age. I was just thinking, you know, if his entire lifestyle had been turned upside down, you know, that can sometimes affect them, can't it? I see the Queen's been at the racing with no mask on. Is there only us left with any sanity in the world?
I reckon so.
So do I. Like the guy on the train with the bin bag. Yeah. No words. Anyway, I need to go and see Slack to see if Renee's put up. And he has. There we go. The flowers are in there now. That finishes it off perfectly. Well, I don't know why you'd have that in there. But, you know, without it, it does look a bit bare in the actual drink itself. But, yes, it's very good, that. I'm very impressed with that. In fact, you've got more detail in than the original, haven't you? Why are you panting like a train, Layla?
Because she's been out running.
I know it's hot. It's hot here.
Chasing
as well.
A Kong.
Oh, she does love her Kong, doesn't she?
It's the best toy.
Well, she likes the football, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So we decided that she could have, like, something a bit smaller than a football, because she just tears them to shreds, but something bigger than a tennis ball. And we managed to get this Kong ball, and it squeaks as well. I can't make it squeak because it's that hard, but she can. And she just adores it. That is her best toy ever, I think. Oh, Renee did some shadows and gradients just because you could. Depends if it is. It supposed to be flat? Is the design of it completely flat? Let's have a look at the original. Where's the original gone? I actually prefer Renee's background, because the original's got like a grey background at the bottom, then going to like a mint at the top. But I don't like that grey. It's a little bit too dark. If I was going to have a gradient on it, it would be like from one mint colour to another. I wouldn't particularly have done it with the grey on it. But yeah, that looks good. That looks really, really good. But I don't know why the flowers were needed to finish it off somehow, because the bit in the middle needed something. You know, like if it was coffee and people like put names on it, it just needed something, because the rest of it's got so much going on. But like you, I'm thinking, why would you put two daisies in it? Don't know, but it was part of the challenge, and now the daisies are there. Still think it's crazy, but there you go. So do we have anybody else's attempt yet? Obviously, I've not had time. Looking after Madam and everything else, and a show to prepare for tonight. And we've had to turn the fan off, and it's still boiling. On the upside, we've made it to the middle of our holiday, and at the moment, fingers crossed, touching wood, nothing following last week's excitement. So we've reset the cameras as well in the office, put them back where they belong, so now we can see the front path again. Because I'd moved that into the middle so we could see things.
Oh, but no, all is quiet on the Western Front here at the moment, which is rather alarming.
All is quiet on New Year's Day.
Well, it's not New Year's Day, but yes, it's as quiet as if it were, but it's still too hot. Oh, this weather is just evil. I cannot understand. Why would you give us a severe weather warning? There wasn't one drop of rain. Not one. I can understand you saying it might get cooler, but not implying that we were going to need to batten down the hatches and it was going to be absolutely horrific storms. Not that. Idiots. Total idiots. Kim needs a rest from trying to make the panda. I did a panda demo once. It was very, very basic. It was in a four-part course that I did called Vector Basics 101. And the reason there was four sessions was I did different demonstrations, and each week it was a different vector application. So I did Sketch, Affinity Designer, Illustrator, and the one that was called Graphic. I'm not sure if it's still called Graphic. At the time, it was owned by Autodesk. So let's see if it's still called Graphic. I actually like that one. But I could see it wasn't supported. Yeah, it's still going strong. When was the last time it was updated? 3 years ago. So, yeah, I wouldn't put any store by it, but it was 3 years ago. And it was a nice one. I actually like that. It's a good app. And they sold it, I think, because it says provided by Picta. So whether there's any updates that are outside the App Store, I don't know.
Social distancing much?
Oh, you're kidding me.
One person with a mask on.
This is ludicrous, or is it just me? Is that Diana with the mask on?
No.
Oh, no, I know the woman's face, but I don't know her name. But those four are stood away from the other lot.
Yeah.
Whoa, I know it's a long time since I've seen people, but good grief. Oh, do you know, I would have thought better of these two.
Mm.
So they've all been round visiting gardens.
Yes.
Is that who I think it is stood behind Pam?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no show without punch, is there? And one person with a mask on. Right, thank God we didn't go. Thank God we didn't go. This is the first Cotinian event since the lockdown, which was a visit to some garden somewhere, which, you know, wouldn't thrill me in the first place. If I want to see a garden, I'll look out of the window. And next doors. Because I won't want to see mine. Oh. Which one are we talking about here? Is this the one with the water droplets? Is this the orange? Or is it another one I need to be looking at? Oh, Kim's mum had tornadoes north and south of the house last night. That's scary. There was a video I saw of a tornado. We've only ever had two that are in my memory here, and they're incredibly localised. And I mean to the point, it was one street, and it was in Altrincham, which is the town. The three towns that are next to each other, well, actually, I guess is Timperley as well. There's Stretford, Sale, Timperley, Altrincham. So Altrincham's heading south. But they had one just in one street. All the roofs were ripped off, cars were ruined, trees were ripped up, just in one street. It was a micro tornado. And I think the other one was in Birmingham, wasn't it? And that one was a little bit wider. But you see the video and they're just horrific. So, no, I'm quite happy without a tornado. Wouldn't mind it cooler. Would be quite happy with rain. If it rained and rained, I would be quite happy. But no, I can do without a tornado. Right, let me have a look at the lemon slices. What am I looking at? Have I got D's here? Is this D's at the top or is this the original? Let me have a look. Ah, there's D's. Hang on, I'm at the bottom. Let me have a look. How would I do the lemon slices? There's quite a few ways to do the lemon slices, isn't there? I would make it as two separate objects and I would have the colour, like the yellowy bit, behind another shape, and that way I could easily change it. You wouldn't need to piddle around with like triangles and stuff. Oh, actually you could. You could if you wanted to. If you wanted to do it that way, you could.
you could copy the first one, draw the first one, copy it, do a Command and J, get it in position, and then Command and J all the rest. You could do that. But you wouldn't really need to have triangles unless you were trying to knock them out of a circle. So many different ways to do it. And I love the leaves. But I actually think the best thing about the whole thing is the colours palette. And but all of you have done a better job with the colour palette than the original, because I don't like the grey. But looking grand, looking absolutely wonderful. Do you know, I don't do enough drawing on my iPad. I do use the iPad, but...
I don't do any drawing on the iPad. I think I tried once.
Well, there you go. Well, it's there now. You could have a go if you wanted. Couldn't you? Let's have a look by comparison to the original. Back to the original. Yeah, it's very, very different, isn't it? Renee's got a depth there on the saucer that is not there on the original. But it does look quite... The saucer looks quite flat without it. I'm with Renee. I think it needs some depth on it. And the background's way better. And I'm loving the fact that you've got a hole in the spoon. It's just too cute. Coming along nicely anyway. Coming along nicely, Dee. Looking good. And it's already got the daisies in it, so what more could you want? You're getting far too fast with these. Do you put a time limit on it? Or is it just as and when? Dee prefers Renee's. Let's go and have a look at Renee's. They're a different shape, aren't they? They're more natural. The other one's very, very square. So, yeah, I think that does look more natural. Good point. So, are you all going to do them in different colours as well? Because if I see a pink one... You can't make the leaves pink, can you? You could colour those daisies. Told you, we had purple ones, purple flowers. Real deep crimsony purple on the leaf part, the petal part. I wasn't risking one. I wasn't. I think Nina tried them and said they were fine, but I still wasn't risking them. Not for me. Let's have a look. So what's coming up next? Who's picking the next one? Who's picking the next one? The original's flat. You should have gone with that. I like that. Well, you know, it's an inspiration and you're just doing it your way. You're just adding your bit to it. One thing is actually quite different in Renee's. Let me see the original. Yeah, the shadow on the cup with the handle? So not the shadow on the saucer, the actual shadow that's supposed to be the cup. That's like a different colour, like a greeny colour. Have a look at the other one. And the other one's green, but it doesn't look like green when it's over the top of it. Maybe it's got more transparency on it. Oh, and Renee's got very clever on that as well, because there's like a blur on the edge. Oh, would you know, by the time we finish this and we're all out of lockdown, we'll be able to go to art galleries and actually sound like we know what we're talking about. Oh, yes, I think that should be moved slightly to the left. I think we need to instigate the Matt Bites Posters Challenge again, don't you?
Mm.
What I'm thinking in that regard is, with the book, I need to finish the posters. And we did do a Matt Bites Challenge for some posters ages ago. Must be nearly a year ago. Oh, we had great fun with that. There's nothing to copy. You just take a title of one of the MacBites episodes that doesn't have a poster and make a poster for it. And some of them are
so hysterical. That rules Mike's Bot Bot out.
No, you know, they're not doing Mike's Bot Bot because there's already a Mike Bot Bot. We don't need any more Mike's Bot Bot.
No.
No, there were a few that didn't have one. I think one was Mike and the Holy Grail. Mike and the Search for the Holy Grail or something like that. But on the website, yeah, what I'm trying to do is like make a list at the moment. So we're doing an audit of everything that we would need to be able to finish the book. And there's no point having... How many episodes didn't have artwork? It was quite a few, I think. Let's have a look at MacBites in here. Right, let's bring that over here. And MacBites episodes, and I think...
We're going in about 2 minutes past.
That's okay. You just let me know when. Right, let's go all the way back. Now, there you go, you see. What do I stumble across first? That's not actually the first one without a poster, but that's not the point. One of the ones we did was Where's Wilson? We've got So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, Tingling Down Under, Meet the Hockers, A Vice, A Four-Inch Nail and Rubber Gloves, Five Play, and then the one that I spotted first, which is episode 66, Nude and Hairy. We were actually referring to Nude and Hairy Mice. But I do remember that because the one before was the 6th of March 2012. And that was the first show we did after we got Maya back from the vet. So the episode is called Rats the Size of Cats. And this was when Maya, well, ill or not, wanted a walk. So he's dying on his feet and he's chomping at the bit to get out for a walk. So Mike takes him out for a walk around this industrial park where the vet's is. And it, I mean, it was an active place, wasn't it? It wasn't like derelict or whatever. Mm. But it just had that kind of, it could have been smarter, let's put it like that. So there was like a bag of rubbish at the bottom of this road. And obviously the rats there were having a field day with the food that was being put out in these bags, which is the problem with rubbish bags rather than anything like a tin bin where with a lid on it, a rat can't get in. So Mike came back, eyes like saucers, and said, "You should have seen the size of those rats." I said, "What rats?" And he said, "They were like cats." So the episode of the show became Rats the Size of Cats. That led us on to discussing the some data that Mike had been given at work. And it was for experiments. And they had rats in the experiments. And some of the data said nude and hairy. So some of these mice had no fur and some had fur and they were known as nude and hairy. So that became the episode title.
How this helps develop a vaccine, I have no idea.
No, me neither. But that led on to Minster sending us a photograph the following week. And you know on your phone, you can put all kinds of treatments on a photo. He had taken a picture of himself, a selfie, in front of the mirror, like people do. So you can see the phone pointing at the mirror and there's Minster. Stark naked. But he'd and he said nude and hairy. Oh, what fun we had when we were young. But he'd put this treatment on it and had his hand strategically placed. I think that went on the page. But that's one of the ones that doesn't have a poster. So what I'll do is I'll make a full list of them. And let's see what you can come up with. You could feature in the Mac Bites book. Oh, wouldn't that be grand? We'll have a competition. Oh, right. Let's have a look up here. Isn't there? You could turn it into a curve, but isn't there a rounded triangle tool where you've got the adjustment on the corner? So Renee drew a triangle, converted to curves, rounded the corners with a corner rounding tool. Is there one? I'm trying to remember. I know there's a star one. You can do it with that. Could you do it with that and invert it? Oh, you've got me involved now. Oh, you're very naughty. You know I haven't got time for this. Let's have a look. Oh, you've got a triangle. Doesn't look like there's a rounded triangle. What could you do about that? I wouldn't. Well, first of all, let's put a triangle on there. Let's get a triangle. Let's try that. What are you doing with me now? No, that's not it. Or is it? Could it be? No, it's not. I was sure I'd done that. All right, what if we did that? No, that's not doing it either. I'd probably make an entirely new shape with it. Right, what was the other one I was looking at? That one. Could you do it with that one? Not really. I don't think you get what you were looking for with that, but let's see. Oh, you would. Right, let me do one. Let's get it right. Do something like that. So if I Command and J that and move that over there and rotate it a bit, and would it work? I think it's going to have to be rotated quite a bit. Well, let's just say that that there is one part of it. I guess I could do the others and turn them around. How many bits has it got? Because I'm now in Affinity Designer and I can't see anything. Let's get that at 90 degrees and then maybe fill it in with one. I think that's a bit better. I think I'd have to make these a bit more squashed. But something like that. So let's take a screenshot of that. Oh, where's McLeod toy? Where's that? And from memory, I think that was that. Did that work? Oh, it did. Right. Obviously, totally the wrong colour, etc., etc. Did that work? It did. But this is using a shape. So there you go. Six sections to it. Right. I didn't do six. I did four. But I did use a tool for that, so you wouldn't have to draw anything or generally fiddle with it. But which one? Which one? I'd probably do it the way that you're doing it. That's probably the best way to do it. Just round it off at the corners. But sometimes you can actually find a shape and you're almost there. You just need to think about how you would get the extra bits in. But that's a shape, but which one? One that I've done before, and I think I did something similar with it. Looks like a cool logo in and of itself. It had some colour. Well, I just left it at that. But yeah, that's actually really easy to do. It's one shape and then you just duplicate it. But which shape is it? I made one adjustment. Just one. And other than that, you can pull it straight out of the toolkit at the bottom. And Renee, I'm doing my own thing. Artistic license, you know. I was making the point that sometimes there's a shape there that you can adjust to do it, and that did not start life as a triangle or anything, but never mind. Got me involved now. No, what we need is a competition for some of the Matt Bites posters. I think I would love to see what you do with some of those, and I've got to do a list anyway because I've got to finish them all. Oh, lucky me. I could delegate that to Mike, couldn't
you
I?
You could. Mm. I was just going to say that.
And how well would that end?
Oh, very well.
Would it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Would everything just be like, this one was orange and this
We'd
one
just
was
just have blue squares and things.
Oh, right. Okay. What's the match that's on tonight, anyway?
Spain and Poland.
Who do we want to win that?
Spain.
Do we?
Yeah.
Why?
More United players.
Is there? Oh, okay.
So, well, there's one matter.
Oh, and is he going to move the bottle? They've been told not to move the bottles anymore, haven't they? I wonder if they could just put something up between them and the bottle.
They might get fined if they move the bottle.
They really shouldn't. I mean, it's so tacky. It really is. If I drank Coke, I wouldn't after that. And the alcohol one was even worse. But I wouldn't. Right, hang on. I've lost the chat now. The chat has totally vanished. Let me get the chat back. Be talking to myself. Why is the chat not there? Right, it's back. Awesome. Renee says, in that case, it's beautiful. Do you know Holland are doing really well? And Germany, I mean, they just annihilated them. Four goals. I think for England, they probably have to be in two World Cups and three Euros to score four goals. You just got to admire the Germans. They're like a machine. Right, let me carry on over here. Since Kim can't use the pen tool, use an O tool a lot. The pen tool, it depends what you're trying to do with the pen tool. I can't be bothered taking the time to, like, curve it as I go. So, did I ever do the demo of Batman? The Batman shape. I just do it the quick way. Which is, where there's a point, I put a point. And I don't bother curving it or anything else. I just move to another point. So it's click, 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 click. And I end up with like a very square, a very sharp-edged bat logo. And then I use the node tool and just bend them into shape. And that's far easier. Absolutely far easier. Sweden and Scotland in the curling championships. Ooh, Scotland usually do pretty well with that, don't they? And what are we doing here? Dee uses a pen tool for rough outlines and fix everything with a node. Exactly, that's what I do, Dee. It's exactly what I do. I did learn the pen tool, you know, and I know how it works, but I still find it easier. And I think I get a better result as well, because I'm always concerned with whatever I'm drawing. It's usually it needs some kind of equality on the right and the left. And if I do it by hand, it's like, that doesn't quite match. And that's fine, you know, if the shape doesn't need it. But if it does, then that's a bit ridiculous. So I just do it that way. And Renee is using the pen tool more and more. More you use it, better you'll get with it, obviously. And the most helpful thing that Dee learned is to only control one handle. So if you want to adjust the left of a node, just adjust the handle so it doesn't ruin the right-hand side. On an iPad, hold with one finger while holding a handle and then the other side won't move. Yeah, there's three different modes on the desktop one, so you can just flick between them. But I think the iPad one, that, you know, it's got so much functionality that it hides away under things that you would have to guess or actually read the manual. There you go. Kim is trying to actually curve while using the pen tool. Well, that's the, as Renee says, that's the way that it's intended to be used. But the problem with it is, you know, if it doesn't bend the way that you want to bend it, you get frustrated with it really quickly. So I decided just not to bother, because I'm going to have to go in and tweak it when I've done anyway. So for me, it's just faster. What you do learn more accurate over time is where to put the squared off corners. So I'm not trying to bend it as we go. So there'll be a curve, like on the bat, and I will put a point within the curve. But then, as I go through and I refine it, you know, I can move that if it wasn't quite right, but most of the time it is, and it just curves correctly. You just get used to doing it that way. That's the way I prefer it. Hello, Tracy! Oh, no, Tracy had a question last night at the end of the show that I didn't see until I saw the chat after we'd finished, which was, how are the new bulbs going to work if the bridge is broken? Excellent question. Right, the bridge in question needed to be an app, and it was called Smart Life. So these bulbs were from Smart Life, and they went through this app. So you use the app to hook up the bulbs, which were native to this app, but you had to hook them up using the app as a bridge onto the A-Lady. The thing, if the bulbs are Philips Hue bulbs, is you don't. You still need a bridge, but there is an A-Lady that came with a bridge built in, and it doesn't need anything else. It doesn't need a Philips Hue bridge or anything like that. It just uses, it's the office one, I think. It's a tall grey one, and it supports this bridge. So anything that supports this particular bridge, you don't need anything else. So luckily, the Philips Hue bulbs just talk straight to the A-Lady. So the setup was an absolute doddle. The only issue we've got left is two bulbs downstairs to replace in some kind of weird socket thing with a glass thing on top of it. So it's attached by three screws, and there's no way one person could do it. So we're going to need two ladders and somebody to hang on to the dog while we get up there and sort it out. So it wasn't a job for today, it's too hot, but that's how they're working. Oh, Mr. T won't have the A-Ladies in the house. Oh, no. Not really a way around that, is there? Although Renee made the point that if these are Philips Hue bulbs, then maybe the home thing could work with them. I've not tried that, Renee. But you're right, they are Bluetooth, the new ones. I don't think the one that's in the bedroom, the one that's the Edison screw socket thing, I don't think that one's Bluetooth, but I think all of the others are Bluetooth. So they could. They might work, I don't know. But they're working fine with the A-Lady, so I'm quite happy. Very, very happy. Dee says we need some tips on the pen tool. It's got so many ins and outs. It does. And the only thing with the pen tool, you need to know the basics. Then you need to practice, then you need to learn the nuances, and then you need to practice, and you just keep needing to practice. I didn't use it much in Photoshop, but I did in CorelDRAW and Illustrator, because obviously I was drawing things, like logos and stuff like that, and I got fairly good at it in there. There was also a trace feature in Corel. Oh, CorelDRAW was actually really good. I did love CorelDRAW. I don't like Illustrator. Loathe it. But designers more like CorelDRAW. So I will have a look at that and see what we can come up with. I'll get the stuff out from this Vector Basics 101, which is still kicking around somewhere. Because that conversation started because I did a panda. And it was really basic. It was just a flat outline of a panda, just so people could see how the shapes worked. Because the people on this course knew absolutely nothing. We had to start off with what the difference is between a vector and a bitmap on that one. And then we worked through. They had like, there were people using different apps. But the tools were pretty similar in each and every one of them.
1.5 minutes.
1.5 until we're live. And I think I've got everything keyed up. Okay, we'll do an out on here then, and then we're ready to go. I intend to be, this actually bodes ill. I'm actually quite organised for tonight. Yeah, that's usually when there's a nightmare.
Hello.
What's up to you now?
Nothing.
Oh, it's showtime, so she's getting up. Okay then, for the moment, it is goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.